It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels being joined by the Bird and the Bee and R. George and Greg Kirsten. Welcome.
Thank you.
Both in unison.
Great harmonies, guys, right off the bat. Wow. You know, when thinking about the Bird and the Bee and knowing how much you guys have done, it sort of becomes a natural understanding of why there was a 5-year gap in between recorded projects, because you got busy lives, right?
Pretty busy.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on. Kids. Work and,
Bruce Lundvall.
Yeah.
As you know, passed away. And Bruce was such an incredibly, when we talk about the industry, a rare grace, you know, that man had a rare grace.
Yeah.
And he saw something in the two of you. I guess some of that was you had your own particular affinities for jazz and your background in jazz playing. Mm-hmm. Why don't we talk about how you got together and how the great Bruce Lundvall saw something in you?
Well, he was a great, great man.
Yeah, it's we felt flattering.
It was really flattering.
It meant so much that he heard against all the artists that he'd worked with and everything, and that he liked us. It was like, wow, that's pretty.
Well, once I could be in his presence and the enthusiasm about music, I just don't feel like a man at his age and has done as much as he did, and he just loved music and he loved the business and he loved being a part of it and creating things, and it felt really, I don't know, it was exciting to be around him.
Yeah.
It's a heck of an endorsement. It's got to be a personal testimony when you think, wow.
Yeah.
In a sense, we're being anointed by the great Bruce Lundvall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
It was cool. And then we were and he was at Blue Note at the time, and it was cool because I kind of, way before that, I was, pursuing a jazz career, and then I kind of started to veer away from that a little bit, and then started touring with Beck, and then I met Anara, and we started making music together. And it's funny, it's through the Bird and the Bee that I ended up kind of, on a jazz label, which is, I didn't really expect that. I kind of sort of moved on. I thought, jazz.
Well, you did gay guitar, and you were doing
that. Yeah, I did that too. Yeah, simultaneously. So, but we did start, me and Anara did start kind of together. Like, I was playing an Anara solo thing, and we would perform under Anara's name, and then we'd finish the night sometimes with playing a jazz standard or something, sort of in the style of Bird and the Bee, like more of, not so much too jazzy, but kind of more of like a 60s film soundtrack or something approach to a jazz standard, and that kind of led to the Bird and the Bee forming.
Will you dance? Will you move this way? We're like the light, we just fade away. What do you do? Everything. you gonna do? What you gonna? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I don't mind. I don't mind just wasting time. Wasting time is all there's ever been. I don't.
There seems to be, at least to my ears, a real love and respect for what we might call the great, well, great pop of all time, but the great 60s pop in particular, because if you think back to that era, what was inclusive in the pop template was pretty broad and pretty amazing. Do you guys share that love of, like, that's those 60s pop standards? Was that part of how you got together? Was that a link?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. We both loved that. And, you know, I think it was, you know, whether it's like Burt Bacharach or Brian Wilson. And I feel like they sort of, because before them, probably they came up, you know, it was either classical or jazz. And that was kind of the music that they sort of heard, and it crossed over into pop music. And I loved all that sort of, I don't know, like there was like these sort of sneaky jazz chords in these pop songs, you know, Brian Wilson did it, you know, just be a surf song and all of a sudden there'd be this breakdown and be like, wow, that's like this really complex, you know, beautiful thing that just sort of happened and he can get away with it. And I think we both kind of appreciate that sort of thing. That was definitely the beginning.
It's like accessible music, but that has a challenging undertone. So it's, it feels like it has, you can have a broad audience because you could, some listeners really are hearing those chords. I mean, I think it's like the Beach Boys, and then some people are just enjoying the melodic element of it.
So. You, I started to grin when you were saying what you're saying, not in response to what you were saying, but because one of the things that is quite notable about The Bird and the Bee is you can't judge a book by the cover, and by that I'm saying I will be listening to these engaging melodies, and suddenly the lyrics, I'll listen to them and go, oh, wait a minute. That's a pretty intense subject matter. I was just bopping along to it.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thanks.
But you do sometimes, right? There's a disparity between some of the tone of the songs and the lyrical content of the songs, and those great pop songs would do just as you were saying. Is that something that you're cognizant of when you're doing, or is it just, hey, it's got to have melody to be a song for you?
I think the way we started the band is that we enjoyed the sort of juxtaposition musically, content. Even we have a song called Polite Dance Song, and it's like that idea of like sort of being like pleading sweetly with your audience to do those, you know, jump on your feet or clap your hands. And I think that's sort of something we like to play with, you know, like, 'cause it's surprising occasionally. And then sometimes the songs are pretty straight ahead, you know.
Just drive it around. I love you more than anyone. Stop asking.
it sounds to me like this collaboration, which was born of, you know, some kindred spirit sensibilities, you've been able to maintain that spirit when you approach your music. It's not like it's a side job, but it's a fun job, right?
I mean, that, I think that is what keeps it going. Because I think if it was just a job, I don't know if we would make time for it if it felt like it's just a job. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I think kind of what you were saying a moment ago about the sound, I mean, there was definitely, you know, because we had so much time off, we had to really consider, at least I was trying to think on the production side, what is this band now? You know, we've done it for this long, and we had this much time to work on the album, you know, and we didn't put in a lot of hours, but we spread it out over such a long time. But we were very, like, brutal about sort of A&Ring the record or throwing out songs in a lot of ways. Like, there was a lot of songs that were, I think, perfectly good songs, but it just seemed like, well, we'd sort of done that. Kind of seemed like it sounds like the first Bird and the Bee record and not maybe the future Bird and the Bee. And so we were really, you know, had to put a lot of thought into what really works. And when something kind of just sort of worked and it seemed like this seems like it's sort of all a body of work, you know, but there's a lot of songs that we threw out. So it was just an interesting process.
You know, as someone who's really had a blessed, you know, continually growing career as a producer, and becoming more and more successful and attaining, you know, working with a lot of artists, I have to assume that when you approach this project, you have to kind of pull back a little as the in some cases, a producer takes control. And in this, I get the sense that this is a collaboration. So some of your natural instincts, you're probably having to, well, I'm going to have to defer a little and collaborate.
Oh, no. I mean, I think that Greg is a generous person to work with, and he is curious about my opinion. But in some ways, I feel like when he's working with an artist, it's their trajectory. So he's kind of supporting them and doing something that's going to make them who they are. And the thing that's so fun to watch is that with this project, I see Greg doing who he is. Like, it's coming out who he is. So we are collaborating, but in some ways, I mean, we're bringing things out of in each other, and I like to see him go down a pathway, and that I'm not going to hold him back, or he won't even think he needs to hold back from me because it's his thing too. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's collaborative, but it's also like Greg doing Greg.
Give me all you've got to give. How my girlfriend say, no, 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 no. give it up, but you're never gonna give it up to me. Oh, I don't believe in anything. You believe in love. You just aren't in love with me. Give me all you got to give. All my girlfriends say, no, 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 no. Give it, give it, give it, give it.
Well, we certainly appreciate the music of the Burr and the Bee. Recreational loves the new album. We loved having you come out here. We must do this more often for a lot of reasons. We've already made a date for one of your next projects. With all the stuff you've got going, I was looking over the roster of the artists that you've produced that have come into this room.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to see you in one shape, form, or of another, or at least feel you
right
in performances that take place here at KCSN. I want to thank the two of you, Anara George and Greg Kirsten, the Bird and the Bee. Thanks for coming out today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.